So taking this time to allow ourselves to settle in to an agreeable posture. Settle into a posture that has some ease to it, that has a feeling too of stability, that you're supporting yourself. So that always means taking good care to be nicely grounded. And remembering that grounding is super simple. It's simply about feeling the sensations where the body is making contact with the earth and noticing it. Noticing that unconditional support at the feet, the legs, the bottom, the hands, and just feeling a little bit of that weightedness. And we also ground ourselves through breathing, allowing for some nice full breaths, really feeling them through the torso, the nice uplift. And so we have that lovely uplift and then dropping away back to the earth on the out breath. And so as we engage in a compassion practice today, which can always, or not always, but sometimes have some moments where we can really feel some strong emotions and we might start to feel that we're spinning off the planet, we can just come back to this groundedness through body connecting to earth and air. I find it also helps with the posture through the chest, that heart region, along with hand to the heart or any other soothing touch, to just feel the uplift through the chest region. And then a sense of softness there, an openness, a receptivity. It's what Joan Halifax calls a soft front. And then that's coupled with the back being nice and strong in any posture. So we're ready to meet this life as it is, not as we would like it to be, but as it is. With an open heart and yet with some strength, stability. And so just feeling for a few minutes, body sitting and being breathed with this posture. Gently redirecting attention as it wanders. Gently redirecting it with kindness from all the different concerns and issues that can pop up. It's okay that they pop up. They're there. They're there. Let them move through, be known, be felt within this container of nice, stable, strong, open-hearted posture, heart. And as you're ready, holding in mind someone for whom you have concern, who may be struggling, suffering in some way, being careful not to overwhelm ourselves. So if you begin holding this one in mind, it starts to feel overwhelming, then just gently, hand to heart, give yourself soothing touch, the cheek, wherever, and go another day, dear, and move to someone else who feels a little less overwhelming. And yet the heart will feel stirred, and that's well and good. And so we hold in mind this one, visualizing if we're able, or just sensing into. If we're not, that's fine. And our measure of concern, a bit of the story. Story is gateway. And then we drop the story and we really feel our bodies, that soft front, strong back, our intentions to open with kindness and strength. And with this posture, this wise, compassionate posture, trying on some phrases. I'll offer you some phrases, and you may have ones of your own that you may wish to offer this one that you're aware of who's struggling. May your heart be opened. May you find openness of heart. May your heart be open to yourself. Feeling the body all the way through, the breathing. May you find peace. May you find peace. May you be healing. May you find some healing. May you be peaceful. And so practicing with these phrases or ones that you prefer. heart be opened, healing, peace. And take another minute with the phrases and then check in with yourself how it all feels for you. And just noticing and feeling again that stability and strength in the body, and a bit of courageous poise, softness through the chest, through the front. Breathe into it. As we touch another's pain and suffering, we are touching our own, and you may have already felt this, some kinship with this being, which is why your heart resonates for them. And holding in mind for ourselves some difficulty we're going through. And it doesn't have to be big deal difficulty. It could have just been, it was stressful to get online today or to walk the dog. Or it could be something more significant like illness, fear. As long as you can still feel the stability and strength and openness through the body. So take your time, don't rush what you choose to focus on. And now let's try on the phrases for ourselves, or ones of your choosing. May my heart be opened. May I be open. May I have an open heart to myself. Remember your soothing touch at any point. May my heart be opened. May I find healing, or may I continue to heal. May I find healing. May I find peace. May I be peaceful with this. May I rest with some peace with this. May I live in peace. And taking a little more time with this, the phrases for ourselves. Open heart, healing, peace. And take another minute with the phrases for yourself, all the while feeling embodied, earth and air, strong back, soft front. And again, noticing how it all sits with you and taking good care of this heart. Soothing touch. Some other add-on phrase for yourself. May I be comforted? What do you need to hear? And again, really feeling into that posture, nicely grounded, stable and strong, supported by earth and air. And let's open the phrases now to this community, everyone here today, and remembering too those who are not with us today. You might care to just open your eyes briefly and glance at the squares and be aware. You know one another's stories and struggles. Your capacity to open to one another is very great. Offering the phrases for all of us, hand to the heart or elsewhere. May we all find openness of heart. May all of our hearts be opened to ourselves and one another. Open heart. If there are tears, let there be tears. They're sacred tears, healing tears. May we all find healing, continue to heal. May we all be healing, healing. Being aware of the power of that statement as you've witnessed so much healing amongst yourselves. And may we all find peace. May we all live in peace. Despite our troubles, turmoils of the world, may we all know some peace. Open heart, healing, peace. Take another minute for that. Wrapping up the phrases for the community, which includes ourselves. Appreciating that, yes, we connect through our joys, and we also connect through our sorrows, our troubles, very deeply. Huge source of belonging. The bitter sweetness of our sufferings. And listening to this reading from Christina Feldman to finish, from her lovely book, Compassion. Listening to the cries of the world. Your emotional world is both personal and universal. As you open to the rhythms of your heart, you meet a lifetime's accumulation of sorrow, grief, and hurt. You encounter your capacity for rage, resentment, harshness, and fear. You also meet your capacity for tenderness, intimacy, and joy. The language of your emotions is universal, grief, sadness, the longing to love and be loved, the capacity to experience and to inflict hurt. The language of your heart teaches you about your interconnectedness and your interdependence. You can reach out to someone who is grieving because you know what grief is. You can comfort someone who is hurt, fearful, or sad because you know the contours of those feelings in your own heart. You can hold another person's sorrow in the tenderness of compassion because you know what it means to be held in the compassion of another.